Hi, and welcome to the first episode of DU Locker Room Talks. You're here with your host, Mia Ruiz, and we are joined by two of the men from the men's volleyball team. They're going to introduce themselves.
Grant Henderson.
Jason Coogan.
Perfect. Okay, so we are going to be talking about their season last year, their upcoming season this year, juggling work, friends, relationships, and life as a college student. So I'm going to start with Grant. So why did you decide to play college volleyball?
I've loved the sport since sixth grade. Played on the middle school team. I played up, get that. Sixth grade, I was playing with seventh and eighth graders. I don't know, it's just been a source of confidence for me. I really like how the sport is played. I like the team chemistry aspect. I like how there's six guys playing at once. It just sat right with me. It felt right. I've dedicated a lot of time to the sport throughout the years, so felt right. Plus, I was going to be fat if I didn't, so.
So it was a fitness thing?
Fitness, you know, social, mental, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Sports give me a lot of things, a lot of different things.
Great. So what about you, Jason? What did it do for you?
Yeah, so my reasons align pretty close with Grant, actually. I've been playing the sport since junior high, and I loved the team aspect of it, where you're working together to accomplish a goal. And part of the journey of getting to that goal, which is winning matches, tournaments, whatever, is building camaraderie and relationships with your teammates. And that's something that really was apparent to me when I first started playing volleyball. I loved how it's so easy to meet people and connect with people through the sport, because it is a sport that relies heavily on connection in order to be successful. I came to Dominican because my older brother played here. So I've been coming to Dominican since my sophomore year to watch him play. And I was enthralled by the speed of the game, the intensity of the game, especially at the college level. And I knew it was something that I wanted to follow in my older brother's footsteps for. So when it came down to my recruitment process, my junior and senior year of high school, it was really a no-brainer where I was going to go play volleyball. So.
Wow. Those are two very intense answers to my question. So, Jason, you played club, right? You played at Ultimate?
Yes.
Okay. How was that, like, the transition, like, club to, like, school? Like, what was the difference for you?
Like, club to college?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, to put it bluntly, it sucked. Because it's just two completely different speeds and levels of intensity, especially in my position being middle blocker. It's very physically demanding, and it requires you to be fast and be able to read the game really well. And when I was 18, I did that very well in high school, because I was very well acclimated to the speed. I was playing varsity volleyball since my sophomore year, so I was already very accustomed to it and that level of play. And then coming to college and getting started here, I was 6'3". High school, I was, like, decently tall for volleyball. But for college, 6'3 is kind of short for middle blocker. So it was...
That's pretty tall, though.
Yeah, in the world of volleyball, it is... I'm what they call an undersized middle, which is something I wear kind of as a badge of honor, because it kind of sets me apart from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I fulfilled that role really well. But, yeah, it was tough, especially with guys that were... so much bigger than me, faster than me, stronger than me, had more volleyball IQ than I did. It also was hard because the other middles on the team when I was a freshman, there were two juniors and then a senior. So there wasn't anybody like directly close to me in age that I could compare myself to.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself doubting my abilities a lot, especially in that first season. But with time and building confidence and leaning on my other teammates, especially the middles, the older guys, I was able to find that confidence, was able to learn and excel.
Wow, that's awesome. So you said you're how tall?
I am 6'4".
Okay, and then what about you, Grant?
5'7". I'm 5'7" at the libero position. That is average. Average and Great number.
Well, I don't know. I feel like some libero's can be a little bit taller than that, no?
Yeah, I guess.
So I guess that just makes you...
You make it work.
Really awesome, right?
I mean, yeah. Just like a little... the little guy on the court. Jeez. it's kind of funny with my teammates. You know, might be in a team huddle. And I'm always looking up. They're always looking down. It's kind of a weird dynamic
That's cute.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't... not the word I would use, but yeah.
Okay. So, like, what is it for you being, like, on the smaller side in, like, the nicest way possible? Because he just mentioned he feels small, and you're a lot shorter than him.
I think it's demeanor. It says a lot about me to be playing at the same level as these guys, you know, and just, you know, proudly being able to dig everything that Jason Coogan puts over the net. I think it just takes him off, and it you know, height is really out of the equation there. Mm-hmm. As soon as it comes to skill, as soon as it comes to the, like, authority. I was a captain last year. You know, it's funny to boss around the 6'8" kid on our team. You know,
6'8".
Yeah,
Kate
is 6'8". He's the tallest on campus.
He's probably closer to 6'10". Actually.
Yeah, probably closer to 6'10".
Oh, you know what? I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah. Very so. Famous. Yeah, I mean, it's like he's in my weightlifting group now, and you know, I'm still telling him what to do. There's a whole foot of difference between us two, and I feel like that kind of resonates throughout the entire season. I mean, it's just I need to put myself to a higher standard. I need to, you know, I can't just, you know, just be there. And I mean, it's also who I am, but
so you feel like you're a presence then, even though
yeah, I need to be present, need to stand out, need to, you know, work hard to stay at the same like playing level, stay at the same level as all my teammates.
Okay. So did you play club?
Yeah, I played a 6-3-0 on their 18-2s team.
Oh, okay. And then did you play anywhere else or just there?
I played at Sports Performance for my first couple years, 14s, 15s, 16s year.
Mm-hmm.
No, 14s, 15s year. 16s year was COVID. And then 17s, 18s, I played at 6-3-0.
So what was the difference for you with club versus college?
Honestly, it's just... you know, you're playing with boys at one age and you're playing with men on the other age. I mean, it's just hitting harder. And, I mean, you're still playing with the same size ball, still playing at the same height of net. It's just what guys are capable of doing. And, you know, for a ball that's being hit that fast, there's a certain amount of skill that goes into it. Like, half of it's reaction, the other half is prediction. So you kind of need to anticipate what people can do. And as you go from, you know, grown men slamming the ball to the floor versus, you know, children versus minors trying to just hit. It's two very different,
I'm sure.
Yeah, very different ways to anticipate the game. It just depends on who you're playing, especially as a defensive specialist. So.
A DS, right?
Yeah.
Yes, perfect. So do any of you guys have, like, superstitions before games?
I try to eliminate superstition. I try to not subscribe to it because it makes me so anxious when I have superstition and it feels like I'm not following it.
Mm-hmm.
Superstition I used to have was just the order of which I did my stretches and to warm up. If I deviated from that specific order, I would feel like, oh, we're gonna play bad today. And then it kind of became a self-fulfilling prophecy where I ended up not playing great because I believed that's how it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to not unsubscribe from any superstitions my minds create. It's hard because I like to be in control, and superstitions are a way that myself and other athletes feel like they can get control before a sporting event. But yeah. I try my best to unsubscribe from it because it just I found that it just does not help me at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, for some athletes, right, like you just said, like, that used to be your thing and then they grow out of it. Or sometimes it'll be, like, I don't know, like something weird. Like, they have to, like, eat something or, like, tie their shoes a certain way. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Grant?
I don't really have any. It's whatever.
Just go to the game.
I mean, whatever it takes to feel good. Usually I'm... doing PT, or I might forget a couple stretches, and I
do them on the sidelines or, I don't know, during club. I had this resistance band that I would walk up. You'd do, like a coin toss for ball. I'd be, like, still warming up as we're doing the coin toss. And I don't know, I'm pretty lax about, like, everything. My goal this year is to get more stupid and just clear my mind of anything superstitions-wise or what Jason was saying. Like, putting it out there that I'm going to play bad, that just doesn't help me. And it's never had. It never has helped me. So this season, everyone listening, you guys can hold me to it. Grant, be more stupid this season. So
fabulous.
Empty my head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going on up there.
Gotcha. So do you guys have, like, certain, like, pepper partners that you guys have every game?
Yeah. So last year, my pepper partner was Michael Greco.
Okay. Explain, like, what a pepper partner is.
So pepper partner, it sounds a little silly, but in the realm of volleyball, I think a lot of people find it very important. So a pepper partner is somebody, so if you come to a volleyball game before the game starts, as we're warming up, you're going to see us like passing back and forth, setting back and forth, hitting at each other. And we do that to warm up our ball control so we're ready to play. And there are specific people that we do it with based on, you know, who we have a greater connection with on the team. Maybe in my case, Michael's my position. So that's, and I've known him for a while, so that's why we warm up together. So yeah, it's just a way to feel comfortable before the match. And
is he your bestie?
He's a pretty close friend.
Who's your bestie?
On the team?
Yeah.
Gosh. Can I say all of them? I love them all. But,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I really don't know. I think...
Well, you just said, can you say all of them? And then you said, I don't know.
Oh.
So you do know or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have not a clue.
Okay.
It's hard to pick one person that I feel like I'm extremely close with.
That's
but
good.
Michael's definitely one of those guys I'm a little closer with, so.
Okay. What about you, Grant?
Besties?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm close with certain people, certain people I'm not as close with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm pretty...
For guys, it's a little bit different, right? I mean, for girls, it's also very different, because girls are just different than guys.
I guess. I mean, maybe girls tend to be a little more clicky if they're in the sport, but I don't know. I feel like, from my experience, guys can be the same exact way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you're shaking your head too, Jason. Yes, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't have much of a preference.
Okay. So do you have, like, a certain pepper partner, or...?
Last year, it was more of a salt partner, honestly. Jared Hesse, that dude. Yeah, I was partners with Jared. I don't know, it was just by choice, I guess. He had the most ball control, so it made the most sense. Like, I cannot go with Michael Greco. That dude does not know how to use. He doesn't know his left from his right, I swear to God.
Oh,
except
no.
When blocking or hitting. He can kind of has it figured out there, but...
I don't know, Michael.
Passing, that's okay.
No, okay.
Yeah, but passing... Usually it helps to go with someone of a with a similar position, like liberos with other liberos or outsides, and then right sides with I don't really know. That's really outsides and liberos is kind of the only guys that need to have ball control. Everyone else is just like, eh.
Do you guys have any like game day traditions?
Yes. So my favorite game day tradition is what we do. This thing called Bingo Bango. It's been around since the program at Dominican started, and basically how it starts off is kind of slam poetry-esque, where we have somebody lead and write a, like, I don't know if poetry is the right word, like a poem or like a line or...
You guys write poems for a game?
It doesn't rhyme.
I just saw it's a list of insults.
It's like a list of
what?
Like, so how it goes is like it's a list of like insults, but there's also like.
Is it like one person or like all of you?
It's one person. So we.
Oh.
This past 2 years, it's been Tanner Dahman, who's a senior outside hitter on our team. He writes them before the games, and then usually how it goes is he'll say something like negative, and then we'll all go like, aw. And then he'll say something like, positive, and then we'll all like cheer. It's just a way to get us pumped up.
Have you guys gotten really bad ones?
Just don't do anything stupid. Nothing.
Yeah.
They have nothing against you.
Correct.
That sounded very, like you just added yourself, Grant. Has anybody ever said
no, anything? No, I've done some stupid stuff, so obviously oh. I've been, yeah.
I mean, I've don't know. What about aware. You, Jason? Have you gotten, like, anything, like?
I've gotten stuff about, so I have a twin brother who plays volleyball at Illinois Wesleyan, and.
Oh, he's your twin?
Yes, identical twin brother.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah, that's. It's cool. Well, once a year we play each other, and it's a really fun game. But, you know, that gets thrown in there. Yeah, just.
That's about it.
That's about it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's like a thing that prods fun at the person that we're doing it. That's being like, I don't want to say targeted. That's not the right word at all. But is the person of the day, we'll say, for Bingo Bango. Mm-hmm. Starts off with a little like joke, a little jab, and then something more positive to get us all hyped and uplift spirits. And then after that, the person who does the like the slam poetry says, "When I say bingo, you say bango," and then he says bingo, and everybody else on the team screams bango. And we do that for a couple times, and like I said, it's just a way for us to get hyped up and excited to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my by far favorite game day tradition that we have. Mm-hmm. I think I like Bingo Bango sometimes more than actually playing the game because it's that much fun.
What about you, Grant?
Just a pregame thing. I mean, I like playing volleyball more than I like.
He's like
saying
okay.
Bingo Bango, I guess.
Do you have any? Do you guys have any funny memories of Doug?
Yeah. As a senior, I can probably. Probably speak to it. I remember when we went to St. Louis last year, one of our teammates, David Valdez, brought like his VR headset and like Doug was trying it out and he just looked so silly doing it. We all thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
When we played Lakeland University my sophomore year towards the end of the season, we won. So then Doug took a photo where he's like flying the W and he's got sunglasses on. Doug's usually a very stoic kind of figure to where, you know.
You don't agree with that? Are you okay?
Stoic is a choice of words.
Sometimes. But, you know, he's our head coach, so he has to, like, be professional and stuff like that. So when he's not, and when he jokes around with us, it gets fun. So those are probably the funnest mm-hmm. times we've had with Doug. And Grant is now not being able to control.
Crying.
So.
Doug's professional. Doug's cool. I wouldn't say he's a stoic by any means.
I didn't know people still use that.
What?
Stoic.
Stoic.
I haven't heard that in a sentence. Good for you, Jason.
Educated right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice vocabulary.
So, besides volleyball, so what are you guys majoring in?
I'm a math and architectural engineering major.
Okay. And then what about you?
And then I am majoring in psychology, but I'm also in Dominican University's School of Social Work's Accelerated Master's Program.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 5-year program to where your junior year, you start taking graduate level courses
mm-hmm.
on top of your undergraduate courses. And then you come back, and then after you graduate from undergrad, you come back for one more year and finish out your master's. So that's the program I'm currently in right now.
Wow. So you're truly a student athlete.
Truly a student athlete.
Okay. Nice. Does your twin brother, is he a student athlete too, or he's just?
Yeah.
Okay.
He plays volleyball at Illinois Wesleyan University. He's also a middle. The identical twin thing.
Yes.
Very similar in a lot.
So you guys like look exactly the same?
No.
Jason's more attractive.
Thank you, Grant. I'm glad somebody finally said it.
Oh my god, no one says that?
At least I don't know. At least like people like to make jokes and say Jake's the better Coogan. And I always find it funny because I'm the one who started playing volleyball first. And
oh.
I don't mean to throw shade at Jake, but objectively, I'm a little bit better at volleyball just because I have a little bit more experience with it.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So, yeah, there's always that comparison game that happens with me and Jake. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's tons of fun. We both kind of laugh about it at the end of the day because mm-hmm. It really doesn't mean anything. We both love the game, and we love that once a year we get to face off against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
how is that, like, from volleyball to, like, school? Is it a lot sometimes for you guys? Or, I mean, obviously you wouldn't take up things if you knew that you couldn't handle them, right?
Well, that would be the thought process that you think we take.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. How about Grant? Go ahead.
You only have a certain amount of time in the day. I mean, it just depends on how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that you could do as many things as you want as long as you have good time management skills.
Very inspirational.
So
would you say that you're more, like, you let things, like, kind of go until you need to get to them, or
no.
You get to it right away?
No, I do things for the time that I have to do them, I guess. I have a schedule to do, and I rarely procrastinate.
What about you?
Yeah, I try to be as proactive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I leave things to the last minute, then everything gets jumbled up together, and that's when I get stressed out. One thing I started doing this year, because I knew I was going to be particularly busy, was block off certain times in my day during the week where I do work for a specific class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helped me stay on top of everything, and it kind of, like Grant said, it lets me better visualize, okay, how much time do I have in the day, and how am I going to use that time to be productive and get stuff done that I need to get done. So it doesn't always work out. There's times where I do procrastinate a little bit because maybe I'm super tired. Maybe I just want to play some Xbox, or maybe I just want to just lay on my beanbag chair in my room and stare at the ceiling. But mm-hmm. for the most part, I'd say it's been the time management that I've developed over the course of my time at Dominican has been super helpful with me being really successful.
Personal time is super important, too. I feel like people, especially in college, don't take time for themselves. Do you guys think that your sport has helped you in that, like, manage time?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another thing. Well, you mean managing time, like...
Like, managing time.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think it helps that you're given a certain schedule. Like, we have lifts and practice schedules, so it kind of forces you to work around it. That's something you can't miss. Like, you can't procrastinate a practice,
yeah.
I guess. You know, and then you feel bad for taking off. So that's one of the reasons why I kind of had to be in a sport going into college, because I don't know what I do with myself, honestly. I'm a pretty ambitious person, and if I dropped out of a sport, I don't know. I'd have to make some other commitment and I think a team sport is a perfect. Everyone could hold me accountable.
What was the recruitment process for you guys? How does that work?
You know, you play in tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was it like for you, Grant?
It was just tournaments.
Just came up to you and asked you if you wanted to play.
they just showed interest. It was mm-hmm. I was actually at Ultimate for a tournament. And mm-hmm. I guess the recruiting director at my club, he came up to me and was like, all right, this school, and this school are interested in you. Make sure you send emails to them. So I didn't really have any contact
mm-hmm.
with Doug or Will at the time
mm-hmm.
At that point. But as soon as I sent the email, then if they responded, then I'd, like, pursue going on a visit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the visit, usually take some time, and they decide if they want to offer you. And if they offer you, you can accept or decline.
Gotcha.
And if you accept, then you're committed.
What about you, Jason? Did you have, like, other offers besides Dominican?
Yes. So how my recruitment process went, the boys club director of Ultimate has some good connections with schools in the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
So through there, like, he said, hey, fill out these recruitment
forms
for these schools in the area, and then schools would get connected that way. Also, schools would see you, like, coaches would see you play at tournaments, and
mm-hmm.
you know, reach out to you through there because they think you're good at volleyball. For me, something that I guess kind of helped me, especially with coming to Dominican, is that the coaches already knew me because I would come to the games.
Right, because of your brother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was actually really cool with Doug. It wasn't as the recruitment process and the communication I had with Doug during the recruitment process wasn't as formal, mm-hmm. which I liked a lot. It was all super familiar. He knew I knew the school a little bit. He knew I knew the guys and the coaching staff and what the program was all about and the values that they had. So it was really nice on that end. I also talked to North Central College, Carthage College, Loras College.
So you wanted to stay in Chicago? Are you from Chicago?
Yes, I'm from the southwest suburbs.
Okay.
So I knew I wanted to stay in the southwest suburb, mm-hmm. not in the southwest suburbs, in the Chicagoland area, mm-hmm. Just because it's close to home. And yeah. I enjoy seeing my family, and I would like them to come to games. Also, my mom's like, I want to come to games, so don't go too far. I'm like, okay, Mom, I gotcha. But, yeah, so...
That's nice.
Yeah. But again, like, what sold me on Dominican was that it was already familiar in the community aspect that it really prized itself on, both in the athletic department with the men's volleyball team and across campus with everyone. It was something that I did not find at any other school that I was looking at. So, again, it was a no-brainer choice at the end of the day.
What about you, Grant? What sold you?
I just want to get the process over with, to be honest. So... I was like, oh, they offer me, it's a cool school, they have what I want, I'm committed.
Yeah, cool school.
Yeah, I committed in October.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty set straight for a while.
Well, awesome. Do you guys have any, like, memories of any of the guys on the team that you'd like to share? Nothing that comes to mind?
Like the none that are really appropriate.
That's the main concern. Like there are memories, but
is there anybody that's like the funniest?
I think
like who makes you laugh?
I think I said Richie. Yeah, Richie. It's gotta be the funniest. Richard Johnson.
Yeah, I love Richie too. I also think Tyler Verska is probably in that conversation for funniest guy on the team. That dude in particular always makes me smile. Whether we're at a practice or a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a dual athlete, right? He plays golf,
yeah,
too?
He plays golf, too.
Yeah.
So he just brings so much positive energy to, like, the practice gym
mm-hmm.
that, you know, anytime I'm down, I'll, like, go stand next to him, and he'll just say something funny, and it'll make me smile, and then it'll help me get out of my head. Same thing with Richie. It's just, like... the most random stuff, but I find it super hilarious. So it just always like makes me smile. And those specific guys,
he's like a silly guy.
They're just both silly. They're both silly gooses.
Silly gooses. I've never met them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they're great. And sometimes playing a college sport can get tough with just how much time you're committing to it. And yeah. I would say those two guys make it so much more enjoyable.
Okay.
Yep, Richie's a phenomenon. That dude is a hybrid of a human. You know how they have electric and gas vehicles? That dude is straight, like, uranium. That dude's a nuclear reactor.
What?
Yeah. Richard Johnson's the man.
That's my goat.
He's the man?
He's the man.
Him?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, okay. It's good to know. You're
right here. Grant Henderson. This is Grant Henderson. I approve this message.
So, you guys did really well last year, I heard. I wasn't here for that. But what do you want to put into your season this upcoming year? Or, like, what would you like to apply that you maybe didn't apply or apply that you do want to apply? I don't know.
I was overthinking it a lot last season. That's why I said in the beginning, just be stupid. I need to be stupid more, to be honest. Just I feel like my instincts in the sport are fine. I have plenty of game sense, not to sound cocky or anything. I have plenty of game sense. I'm learning, like, I naturally learn the sport as I play it.
Mm.
I don't need to, I don't know, I feel like I overthink way too much. And I make a mistake, and I get down on myself, and there's just not time for it. You know, you have season start, like, it starts at this day, it starts, and it ends at this day. You can't, like, extend it or anything. It's, as I said, it's a time given. It's how you spend it. So just spending my time, you know, truly enjoying what I have and using the sport as an opportunity to, you know, just enjoy what I'm doing versus making it less of a job.
Hmm. What about you?
Yeah, I can echo a lot of the same things that Grant said for me. I am a chronic overthinker, especially with volleyball, to where I just make it more complex than it needs to be. And, you know, especially with my position, it's hit ball and block ball and serve ball occasionally. So I think too much about it, and it takes me out of the present moment. And that's something I've really been trying to work on over the summer, where I want to stay more in the present moment and slow down my mind, because when my mind gets racing and I get anxious, then I'm just kind of like...
all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
So kind of like Grant said, just be more stupid. Like, it's not... this is not the be-all, end-all. Like, we can...
definitely not.
We can do this. We can have fun. But we can also, like... take care of business while we're doing that. And I feel like last year that's kind of a line that's a combo that kind of got lost and confused sometimes, where it's like, okay, we're playing this sport because we're having fun. This is Division III. We're playing this sport because we're having fun. There's no scholarship here for us.
Mm-hmm.
But also we recognize that Dominican is a national powerhouse program and that we have certain goals that we want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we have fun with doing that, but hold each other accountable so we can do the things we need to do to meet those goals?
Yeah, I mean, you both mentioned, like, individual goals for yourself, but, like, ultimately it's all of you guys together, right? I mean, you all have to kind of be on the same wavelength when you're playing. I don't know, do you have anything to speak to that?
I mean, yeah, as long as, honestly, from my point of view, as long as you want to be there, you know, as long as you want to play with me, as long as you...
just you.
I'm talking just from, from a relationship standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you want to be there and you demonstrate that you want to make changes, you want to win, you're competitive, I'm really fine playing with you. So it doesn't... okay. I don't really care how you get there, because everyone gets there differently. I mean, it's not... the sport is... it's different. That's the beauty of it. Sports are different for every person who plays them, and they think about them differently, they react differently, they, you know, appreciate it differently. So, however you get, I'm naturally a competitive person, so for me to want to play with you and, you know, vice versa, you just have to be competitive too. You know, mm-hmm. have to have a want to win, a want to improve.
So what happens if you guys make it to the championships? Do you guys...
you mean when we make it to the championship?
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know. Some people, like, I feel like baseball, they dye their head blonde. So, like, is there something for, like, men's volleyball?
Here?
Just in general, like...
if we make it to the national championship, I will do whatever anyone wants me to do. I'll dye the hair blue. Mm. I'll do, you know...
you don't think Doug will give you some stares? Or?
I don't care. I get stared at all the time. 5'7". There you go.
Okay. What about you, Jason?
If we make it to the national championship, I will get a tattoo of Douglas Burchett's face on my bicep.
Wow.
Those are statements.
Those are statements.
True. The actual statements.
Those are true. Do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
Oh, okay. And that would be your...
Don't get me wrong. We want the national champion. We want to be there. So we're putting these out there because that's how committed we are.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna be getting Doug in here pretty soon, so definitely let him know.
Okay. The stakes are high.
That Jason wants a tattoo of him on his bicep. You said.
Yeah.
Stakes are high.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not?
There you go.
Okay. Fabulous. Okay, so I guess, like, just to end this off, but. What have you guys taken from your season last year that you want to apply to just, like, your normal life? Or, like, what do you take from volleyball and apply it to your normal life every day, if you do?
I'd say maybe be more process oriented. I think that's the big thing for me. Appreciate not just the end goal, because the end goal is going to be so much sweeter and so much better if you appreciate how you get there versus just looking at it from, all right, I started here and I ended here. Wow, it's a big difference. But instead, appreciating the steps you're making along the way, you know, appreciate your failures, learn from them, and just acknowledge that I'm human, you know.
Awesome.
And process-oriented. That's my answer.
And then what about you, Jason?
I would say it's not all sunshine, rainbows, and puppies. It does get hard. But I think leaning on the people around you, whether you're playing a sport or whether you're just going through a tough time in life, is very important and can be very beneficial. I also think just staying present and being in the moment, it's something that's easier said than done. But if you really commit yourself to locking into what is happening right now, not worrying about what happened in the past, whether it was a bad play or, you know, maybe something happened in your personal life, or something you're worried about in the future, like maybe we have a big game coming up and we're super nervous about it, or maybe it's a massive exam that's going to count for a large percentage of your grade. Staying in the moment and just realizing what can I do about this now goes a long way with being able to manage with all the obstacles and barriers that life throws at you, whether it is with sports or whether it is just life in general.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you guys for being on. And then a little round of applause. Perfect.
Sweet.
Thank you.